Hello.
Hey,
What's poppin'?
I'm not gonna lie, I kind of lost my voice because I was like partying too much with my family this weekend.
I'm screaming.
So I hope you can hear me.
Yeah, I can hear you great.
How's everything? I ain't gonna lie, I ain't speak to you in so long.
Nah, it's cool. Bruh, last time we probably spoke to each other, we were teenagers.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like the last time I even seen you was probably like in high school.
Yeah, like after I graduated, I think I came back like once or twice, and then that was the end of it.
Yeah, but I ain't even gonna lie. I don't even know why you did that because it was trash after your grade left. You know, I always thought I was with y'all in your grade.
Right. And
You was
I
with
know that. I
13,
mean, the
right?
only thing y'all benefited from was actually like getting like the new gym and everything. I was hella jealous with that.
I'm not gonna lie. They did that gym up, and when they did, you know, we had to win some games in
I was like, bruh, I says, damn, why couldn't they have this when I was here?
there.
Gym was all beat up. Shit smelled like fish sometimes.
She said fish. Nah, for real, for real. Wait, you was in 13, right? Grade 13?
Nah, 12.
12, 12. Well, actually, after grade 13, that's when it started going, like after my grade, it started going downhill. But after like 12,
13.
after 13, and us, it
Yeah.
was just like, oh my God. But after like your grade actually left, it was 13. So 13 was still like popping a little bit, but I was just like, damn, we missed 12.
You
Like,
wasn't feeling it because 12 and 11 wasn't there no more. Because you was hanging out with 11 too,
hello,
with
we
Bree and
started.
all the. You was a freshman hanging out with seniors. I was like, heard you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I had the, you know what I'm saying? I had the little loop right there. Like, it's crazy. So after that, it was just, for me, I really felt like it went downhill. And I was like, I wouldn't say depressed, but I was just like, all right, this is whack now. Like,
It's because especially when you start to get older, you start to really see like how people your own age act or people like younger than you and you. And then you just
yeah.
sit here like, nah, this ain't it. Like I need to be around people that's like more mature, that's on my level.
Yeah, like hello. And you know, it's been so crazy because just me and Cash coming in as freshmen, I was on some like, yo, this is dope. Like we with the seniors, we here,
Yeah, because
like
y'all was on varsity your freshman year. Like, it's not that often
yeah.
that freshmen be on the varsity team. So like
Yeah, that was,
you
yep.
already on a different plateau right there.
Yeah, that's a fact. But enough about that. How you been though? What's up? What's new? What happened after high school and stuff?
Damn, after high school, whoo, we going way back. So after because I feel hella old right now.
No, you, but you not,
Yeah,
you
I'm like
not.
26. I just turned 26, so you already know.
Right.
but after high school, I went to college in Connecticut, University of New Haven. Shout out to them. Spent 4 years
Okay.
there, graduated in 2016. I interned at NBC Sports during my time, and I called some.
Yeah, I actually seen that. That was
Yeah,
dope. That was
and I
dope.
called a couple. I called a good majority of the women's and men's basketball team games from like
Oh,
sophomore
wow.
year to like the beginning of my senior year. Because I was like in the sports broadcasting club, and then they was like, you want to call games? And I was like, sure. And then that also
Wow.
moved over to baseball and softball as well. Although I didn't really call those games, I was kind of just like the other person that was there the whole conversation. So
Okay.
that was a little bit different. But I lived it up. I lived up to the most I could with my college experience. You know,
I
it
know
was a
that's right.
struggle out here money-wise, but you know, we had
Listen.
to hustle out here with these jobs and internships, and you just had to make your bread any way you can while still trying to get these grades. I mean,
Nah, that's dope though that you had the experience, because was that your major though, like going into
yeah, so I
sports?
always wanted to go into sports television. So I was like, how can I do this? And then like the school I went to was not known for sports broadcasting. They were known more for like criminal justice and forensic science. So it
Oh,
was
okay.
different.
So it made it a little harder for
Yeah, but
you.
we had a good department that had professors and doctors in there that was in the industry and know what it's about and have connections to companies. And a lot of former students that graduated, they would come back and you know, talk to the class and try to say, all right, so I've been in your shoes and this is what I did. You know, go to the career development center and talk to these people. Like, they'll help you get a job, an internship. And that's what people don't realize is, like, when you first get into college, like, I know it's like you want to have fun and you still like 17, 18, but you really got to start thinking about your future, because when you graduate, you're competing with everybody that's older than you plus whoever graduated with you. So it's different, like, especially to get into like the media industry, you got to either know somebody or you better just be that damn good.
Oh, you got it. Yeah, that's a fact. I'm not going to lie. And I've realized that, excuse me again, because my voice sounds so crazy good? And nasty. It sounds so crazy and nasty to me, though. But that's, I'm glad you piggybacked on that with college, because I was just telling somebody in a previous episode that college is not for everybody, right? So my parents always told me, like, hey, if you go away, get the experience. If you don't go away, then it's fine, but still go to college and try to get that experience. College, one thing about me, I ain't gonna lie, you, I think you know this, I only went to school for basketball.
Right. Yeah, you went to LaGuardia, right?
Yeah, so that's crazy, because that's how it came about. So I actually, I know I mentioned it before in previous episodes, but, you know, I actually went to LaGuardia, and I did a showcase. So I did an unseen sign showcase, and I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna go to LaGuardia. LaGuardia, like the coach, you know what I mean? I was feeling the vibe. I was like, okay, cool, whatever, whatever. But then it came down to coach knowing coach. And I'm like, okay, okay. Like, let's do this. And then when it came down to me actually, like my second year in LaGuardia actually failed off, because I had a class on Saturday. And I had a class on Saturday. We had, my coach told me, like, hey, maybe you could switch your class from Friday to Saturday because you have a teammate in the class. So, you know, basketball, you got to help your teammates. I'm like, okay, cool. We both freshmen. So why not? So I'm being humble. I'm being a freshman, right? Came down to it. I'm on the feeling of we had scrimmages going away. We had, you know what I mean? So all these different things added up. And it was just like, are you serious? Like, I ain't never feel off in a day in my life. So I was like, what the hell did this happen? So that happened. I was just like, you know what? Take a year off. And then when I transferred to John Jay, I was like, maybe I could play ball. Then, like, no shade to John Jay, because I love that school. It was so dope. But their team wasn't what they was. You know what I mean? So I actually know somebody as well that's on the team as well now. And, you know, she nice and everything, but back then, it wasn't how it was.
It's interesting that you say that, because my first year when I got to college, I tried out for the basketball team at my school.
And oh, wow. I was going to ask you, did you too?
So I tried out for the team, and college basketball is so different from high school basketball.
Yo, tell me about it.
Like, you don't know how many times I heard Bradley's voice in my head when I was trying out. I was like, yo, she was not lying with the suicides, the hustle. Because I took that shit lightly in high school. Yeah. And I was just like, damn. And the thing is like, I was good enough to make the team. But I guess they wanted to take an older player. Because I kind of got that vibe. And, like, she came to that school to transfer to get on the team. But they didn't I don't think they had scholarships to give her. So, like, they had to, like, give her the walk-on position. Because I'm sitting here saying to myself, like, yo, I definitely could have just made it as a walk-on. Now, there was another girl that made it on as a walk-on, and she was, like, really good. So I was like, yeah, like, nah, you got that spot, sis. But it was one girl that made it that was just, like, it was, like, iffy. Like, I put it like this. She had a body, though, where she could, like, really post you up and, like, get you. But, like, there was other stuff that she did that I was just like, okay, my ball handling is, like, better than hers. I ain't as fast as her because, you know me, back then I wasn't hustling like that. Mm-hmm. But, like, I'm not as fast as her, but, like, there was things that I can do that I didn't see her could do, like, when we played one-on-one. Right. So, but it is but what you, it is. But then they
ended up. Sorry to cut you up. But one thing about you, though, I'm not even going to lie. I don't. Then, which I probably should have. I'm sorry. I was a little young. Probably my ego was, you know. So I do apologize. But you really had hustle back then. Not for nothing. Like, your dedication and your grind was really real back then. Like, you know what people say, like, I know you were sports, you know, you into sports a lot and that was mm-hmm. your major, but when you playing a sport yourself, you actually sometimes have to put yourself in certain positions, like, hey, can I do this? Do I think I could do this? Do I have confidence right. that I could do this? And you actually, you know, like you saying, you knew you could have probably been on a team, but high school and college is totally different, right? But
it really
by you, if you was on the team in college, right, you would mm-hmm. you would be one teammate that had like a skill that another teammate didn't have, and we would need mm-hmm. that skill in, like, I don't even know what game. You get what I'm trying to say? So, like, back in right. high school, you had that hustle. If I wasn't doing it, you was doing it. So, shit, you picked up where I didn't want to, or I did, or where I lacked that. You get what I'm trying to say? So, that was always meaningful to the team. So, shout mm-hmm. out to you for that.
Nah, because it was funny, because to be honest, I ain't think y'all liked me in high school on the team, because, like, y'all all knew each other from AAU, so yeah, I was yo, This is kind of weird. Like, y'all all know each other, and like, I've been in like the JV program. Yeah. So I'm like, how do I fit in?
Nah, you good.
And the one thing that I did say that I was gonna do was, like, it's not I took practice lightly, but it was like, for practice, I was like, I'm not gonna exert all this energy and then like hurt myself and then don't be like ready for the game.
Right, right.
Because there was times that I got in the game.
You were thinking like a LeBron.
Yeah, and like, there was times in the game that coach would be like, why the hell you don't run like that in practice? And I would laugh at her face. And she's like, oh, it's that. Oh, you don't want to run in practice, but in the game, you want to be sprinting. I need that energy all the time. And I'd be like,
damn. That's crazy, because I heard her say that to you one time. And I was just like, girl, bye. Like, girl, bye. Like, that's hilarious, though. High school, I miss high school so much, man.
It's definitely different, but overall, college was great.
That's good.
I recommend anybody that has an opportunity to go. Don't be discouraged by like thinking that, oh, it's a waste of time. Oh, I don't need this degree. Like, they still want you to have a degree to be able to do certain jobs. Right. So don't think that you don't need it because you see people on YouTube with like 5 million followers making like mad bread, because if they not famous no mm-hmm. more, then who are they?
Right. And what are they going to have to fall back on? Like, I could fail today or tomorrow, but I'd be like, I got a damn degree. Let me go put that to work somewhere. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? But you always, anything you do, though, you should always have something. Like, you know, you in sports. So anything, like, say, like LeBron degree, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? But he went straight to the league. It's different.
Right.
So if you're, you know, it depends on who you are. But like I said, college is not for everybody, but you should definitely go and try. If you don't want to, you just try.
You just got to try it, because you never know. You may find a program or something that works mm-hmm. for you. And if it doesn't work for you, at least you can say you did it. Not have the mindset of, oh, I'm not going to do it, or I'm too dumb for college.
Yeah, yeah, because
there's no such thing.
Wait, but going back to if we didn't like you or not. No, I feel so bad because I didn't even address that part. No, we liked you, Tati. We liked you.
I felt like a hella outsider.
I'm
so
sorry.
Most of the time,
that.
I was like, "All right, I'm gonna just go off with the JV team that I knew that I was there last."
No, I'm not even gonna lie. I definitely would apologize for everybody, because I don't know where everybody at now, but I know I speak to a lot of people still from, you know, high school and stuff like that. But I do apologize. No, we definitely loved you, Tati. Don't think that.
Like, you know what? It is what it is. And, like, I tried, and, like, you know what? I felt like we were just in high school. We was all young. Yeah. Nobody knew each other like that. And then y'all all lived down in Manhattan and everything. Like, I lived in the Bronx.
Yeah,
so, like,
yeah.
It was different. Like, I didn't grow up around y'all to really know, like, y'all vibe. Because, like, it was different. Like, Harlem is different from the Bronx.
Totally
so
different.
It's like,
I was just talking to somebody about that. I was like, it's like Bronx got their own world. Harlem got their own world. Mind you, it's actually Manhattan, but Harlem is its own little world in Manhattan.
Y'all got y'all own lingo, how y'all say things. Like, when I came to Center for, like, 4 years, I felt my language and how I spoke was so different from how I would speak at home in the Bronx. And I was like, yo, Harlem is really getting to me now.
No, that's hilarious. yeah, we, you know, we got a little swag. We do what we gotta do. But let's get right into it, though. First and foremost, I thank you for actually coming on Harlem's Flow.
Nah, no problem. Thank you for having me.
Of course. So I see that you do like you know, we talk about college and stuff and your major. I see that you have a podcast out now.
Mm-hmm.
So, what's your podcast about? What's the content on your podcast?
So, since I want to go into sports broadcasting, I decided to create a podcast based on what I know best, which is sports.
Right.
So that's why I call it In the Roots. The name really came from, my last name is Branch. So Roots, Branch.
Okay.
In the Roots, bringing it back to, you know, what I do best.
Right.
And it was really more during the pandemic that I really started thinking about, like, okay, people are home, people need content, like, what to do?
Yeah.
And I didn't start the audio part of it until later on.
Okay.
So in the beginning, I started the YouTube channel.
Okay.
Where I had some of my friends answer questions, and I would take the video and put it together, maybe like a 20-minute video, and just right. post it on YouTube about a variety of different issues okay. that really wasn't sports related. And then I said, you know what? It was kind of getting hard to find so many topics to talk about
oh my God.
Constantly each episode. So I was like, yo, sports is forever changing. It's fluid. Like, old news today is like new news tomorrow, whatever yep. you want to say.
Yep.
So I'm like, all right, we're going back to sports. So then I decided to do In the Roots sports style. And pretty much every week I do my best to come up with new content in order to provide new information on sports, whether it's like locally in the tri-state area
right.
or more on a country basis. We didn't have sports for like what, 4 months, so it was a bit of a struggle to try to like figure out what to talk about
right.
but once the NBA came back, other leagues was coming back, getting content and information was easy because playoffs was happening, teams was getting knocked out,
mm-hmm.
You know, football players were signing all over the place. So it was just great timing on my part to just say, okay, I got stuff to come up with. And I love it. I'm really enjoying it. But I think what I'm going to do for maybe not this episode coming up, but the next one, I'm going to try to make it both video and audio.
Okay.
I just got to get me a good little webcam here.
Listen, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Before I even go into, you know, congratulations.
Because
you know you have your podcast and everything. I know I have my podcast, but it is hard. So I'm going to get into that. But listen, let me tell you something. You need that iPhone, girl. You get an iPhone, you're going to be straight. Because not for nothing, you know, as independent and upcoming, you know what I mean? It makes mm-hmm. it a little harder for myself and probably you or anybody that's starting a business, VA media or anything, right? But
yeah.
I'm gonna give you a little game. I don't know if you knew this, but whoever's listening, I'm gonna give y'all a little game too. So when I was doing my YouTube video, right? Like with me and my boyfriend, mm-hmm. I was like, why I'm trying to like go so crazy and spend like $800 right now.
Mm-hmm.
Just because we're starting out right now, when we could save mm-hmm. that, you know, because we're working on, well, we bought our car, we're working on an apartment and stuff, so forth and so forth. But you could use your iPhone. Your iPhone
right.
got everything you basically need just to start out with, because when you want to, you know, save, you could save up for your camera. Now you don't have to feel mm-hmm. like you're so rushed to
yeah,
get
that's
a
true.
Camera when you have the iPhone. You get what I'm trying to say? And the reason why I'm saying that is because, like I said, when we started the YouTube, I noticed certain things. Like, it's kind of hard. Like, it's not hard being consistent, but it's kind of hard, like, teaching yourself with certain things, especially with the media. Like, I had somebody teach me with Final Cut Pro, like, how to cut, split, and do all of the extra in
right.
Final Cut Pro. So, when teaching myself, I was like, oh, my God, like, frustrated, like, like, I can't get this. But
mm-hmm.
I think iPhone makes it a little bit better when you're starting out. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? Because YouTube is just consistency, but it's a lot of patience as well. So
it is, yeah.
I feel you on that. But yeah. But you're going to be fine, though. I feel like, you know, with the YouTube, it takes time. Like you said.
Yeah, YouTube is harder.
Yeah.
Like, because that's harder to really get people to, like, tune into your channel.
Yeah.
I feel like with the podcast, because I do my podcast also through Anchor, and then now it's on, like, a lot of major
right.
platforms. It's like, that's easier to, like, you know, in terms of, like, you getting guests or just being able to record instantly. And then within, like, hours after you do the
right.
edits, boom, it's up there. Whereas YouTube is like, you got to make sure it looks good. Like, it's got to be
Girl,
flashy.
You got to know all the digital techniques. I was in there editing one time, and don't get me wrong. Like, I was actually, because, you know, from my first video, I was like, oh, from my, like, seventh video, I was like, okay, I'm getting a little bit better with this. You know what I mean? But mm-hmm. it takes so much time, and it's just like, what? Like it's all day. Like, it's all day. You got to know the digital. Basically. You got to know if one side look good or if I record this way, how to record. Like, it's just so much going on with that.
Yeah, and I had to learn that I had to buy a hard drive because yes. my computer didn't have enough space.
Yes.
And I'm sitting here saying a hard drive. I'm like, what is this? I says, no wonder folks be out here with these YouTube videos making it like this because they know all this stuff. And it's mm-hmm. like, I'm telling you, this pandemic, as bad as it is, in a sense, it's just helped me learn new skills and get better at what I've been trying to do for years. Yep. So that's one of the positives I'm taking from this pandemic.
Look, you're not the only one. Listen, I didn't start the podcast in I would say January, right? Mm-hmm. Started progressing. At first I wasn't getting discouraged, but I started getting discouraged around when, like, you know, asking people if they want to come up here or whatever, mm-hmm. only because you have to go with people's schedule. Two,
yeah,
I got to make sure, like, I'm a Cancer, right? But I want to make sure mm-hmm. that I'm also keeping the same goal that I had for the podcast while being true to myself. Like, right. I want the vibe to be okay. Like, you see how me and you, the vibe is there, you know what I mean? I don't want to just bring anybody up here and it's mm-hmm. like, it sounds dry. We ain't really talking about nothing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's gotta be entertaining. Like, when I was getting some video clips for my YouTube channel, I was like asking mad people,
yeah.
and they'll send me back the video clips, and like I'll go through it, and I'm like, if your answer sounded kind of dry, I didn't use it. I need excitement. And then, like, I made a bloopers video, and I was like, all right, who sit here and was like stumbling and bumbling on their words? And I was like, all right, we need something that's going to catch people. And, like, mm-hmm. there's been people that commented and was like, yo, this is funny. Like, make more. So, like, seeing those little comments, especially for people you don't know, kind of makes you feel like you're reaching an audience.
Yo, hello. I was like, yo, I think I'm about to be on top of the world right now.
Like, I got a fan. Yeah. Like, what's
yeah,
up?
Yeah, I was like, yo, people tuning in. Like, I think I'm just going to be, like, the hottest thing out. I mean, of course, don't get me wrong. I always have that mentality, you know?
Right.
As you should, like, even with you, on your podcast, you always should have that mentality. But I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm about to be on top of the world, Craig. But that brings me to my next question, though. Have you ever got discouraged, though?
Oh, of course. Okay. During this whole pandemic, it's been a lot of discouragement because I'm like you constantly... Everything seems like it's a numbers game.
Yeah.
So you're constantly like looking at your views and you're looking at IGTV, like how many people watched it? Did anybody comment? Where's the likes?
Yep.
It's so overwhelming. And I think that's just how it is and how this world is working now in general, where everything is constantly like, I need people to like it. I need people to see
yeah.
it. And it's like, you can't shove the information down people's throats, but you could just put it out there and just continue to promote mm-hmm. it. And I think one of the things I've struggled with was the consistency of constantly promoting it. Cause I'll promote something for like 2-3 days.
Yep.
And then after that, I'm like, damn, y'all ain't listened to it yet. And then I'm like, well, it's old news now. So on to the next. But I think that's not a bad mindset to have, is you make an episode, put it out there. And especially with me doing sports, I can't still be talking about the Lakers winning the chip. It's been like 3 weeks now.
Yeah,
so that's
kind of
old news now. So now you got to move on to like, okay, what's happening now?
Yeah.
And you talk about all those things that's happening now, you stay relevant. It's all about staying current.
Right.
You got to make sure you're current.
Right, right.
Because you can't be living in the past because then nobody's going to want to tune
right.
in.
And that's actually why I think I didn't like narrow it down. Like, because when I first started, I was doing it, you know, I was doing a podcast for cash, right? But when I first started, yeah. I actually was just like, oh, let's do topics. But
yeah.
then I was just so hyped because, like, I was so proud of myself and actually hyped that I taught myself how to get a host, like Anchor is a host, mm-hmm. right? How to get
right.
Podbean, Podbeam is a host that you could put your mm-hmm. platform. Like, it was just, oh, snap, I taught myself how to do this. I know how to do this. So now let's just come mm-hmm. up with different topics. But then when I came up right. with the different topics, I'm like, I think I'm running out of topics. But then running out the top, it's not even so much as running out the topics. It's just you want to, like you said, you want to be current. I was yep. feeling like, okay, these are certain things I'm current on. I'm always on a shade room. But I was like, I don't want to be shady sometimes. Like, yeah, you know, like, I want to be current. You know, like the Tory Lanez situation and stuff. I want to speak on that.
Right.
But I want to speak on that to someone that has something going for themselves, like upcoming artists. How y'all feel about the industry right now? Like, certain things like that. You know what I mean? I didn't just want to sound dumb and just have any topic, basically, is what I'm saying. So I just was like, let me narrow it down to whoever doing something, entrepreneurs, I'm here for y'all. You know what I mean? Let me help the community. Let me expand your brand. Just come on Harlem Flow.
That's true. And appreciate it.
Of course.
You gotta support the people.
No, that's a fact. You know, the one thing about me, I don't know if you picked up on it in high school, but I always been about my people.
You have. I can say that. You have been about your people, though.
Nah, I have.
You was out here.
Yep. Because you have to. I feel like what you put out is what you always get in return. You know what I mean? Like, how you treat people is how they're going to treat you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that's just how I feel about it. So with that being said, though, I know you have special guests as well. So all the special guests, are those your friends, or you reach out to other people via like text message or emails or Instagram? Because I know what I do. I actually, if I see somebody like doing on their stuff and, you know, they doing what they got to do, I reach out to them like, hey, mm-hmm. whatever. So how do you do it with your podcast?
So most of my guests, actually, I think all my guests have just been people that I actually know. I think at the moment it's just easier to do that just because most likely your friends probably won't say no to you.
Right.
And then also I know who I can ask to do certain things.
Right.
Because I know that they will talk about something that's interesting, or they'll bring a certain type of energy to the table.
Right.
But I also do have some friends that is like camera shy. They're like, you know, don't look at me. So it's like, you got to know who you could kind of pick out the woodworks a little bit.
I know that's right.
But for the most part, people that I've asked, they'd be like, yo, I got you. Yo, I'm down. Like, and they bring a lot of differences to the table. Like, everybody's not just, you know, all about sports. Like, they care about the social issues that's coming on. So in one of my episodes, I did bring up the social issues while connecting it to sports. So that way I was still able to stay with the overall topic of my podcast, but also talking about something that they can also give an input to, because the social issues are in the news, like sports, so they kind of intertwine with each other.
Okay, that's what's up, though. Like, as long as you have like a outlet, you know what I'm saying, like an outline of how you're gonna get the people and stuff, like, that's dope. I'm not gonna lie, that's dope. I you know, I wish you more than anything is success. Like, everything coming your way, you deserve it. I'm not gonna lie. Because
no problem, appreciate it. Same to you.
Of course, thank you. Because I know that, you know what I mean, I know the struggle, I know how hard it is, you know what I mean. How mm-hmm. often, how often do you like record? Because I know you say you do the YouTube and you do the audio, but I know you do mm-hmm. more of the audio. So how often do you record now?
So for my episodes, usually I'll record it the day that I record it. Within 24 hours, it's put up.
Right.
Just because sports news, you don't want to hold on to it too long, because then it becomes old news.
That's true.
So usually I try to do something like anywhere between Monday and Wednesdays, just because the weekend usually has so much sports going on. I recap that. Anything that comes in between Monday and Wednesday, I'll throw that in there as well.
Okay.
And then I'll just continue to share that link for probably like a week and a half. And then you kind of just regroup, see what's going on, and then on to the next. Obviously, in September, I saw myself having more episodes just because you had the NBA Finals, WNBA mm-hmm. Finals, baseball. It was so many sports coming on. College football was back, the NFL. So I felt like having like one episode a week, there was too much to talk about. So
right.
I was like, all right, we're going to do this for like 4 days. And then 4 days later, we're going to talk about this. Oh, the Lakers won. All right, we're talking about this. Mm-hmm. Oh, the Storm won. We're talking about this. So it was so much. And it was like, you got to make sure you just stay current, because I can't sit here today and continue to talk about, you know, the Seattle Storm winning the WNBA Finals. Mm-hmm. Like, as big as an accomplishment as that is, and shout out to them and Sue Bird, both share the same birthday. But can't keep talking about it. Like, that happened, like, 2-3 weeks ago. Right. We got to talk about what's going on now. Right. So what's going on now? College football, how they're dealing with the pandemic. Antonio Brown, he signed with Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Like, those are the stories that's out here now that you have to kind of talk about for the time being. Plus, a lot of my ideas I get from watching sports talk television or listening to sports talk radio.
Right.
So whatever topics they talk about, I kind of just piggyback off of that and then just kind of turn it into my own thing. I try my best at times to make it as global as I can.
Right.
But a lot of times I kind of just revert back to more, okay, what teams are relevant to talk about? Because ain't nobody talking about, like, the Kansas City Royals or nothing like that.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta kind of talk about, you know, the bigger market teams, yeah, the Lakers, and as bad as the Knicks are, when they start their season, like, they'll be talked about just because it's a brand,
right,
and you want people to be interested.
It's crazy that you said that, though, because creating, like, you got a lot on your hands. Let me just say that, okay? You sure enough got a lot. So with that, I wish, you know, like I said, I wish you well. But I think you got it. Like, you know what I'm saying? How do you prepare for, like, say when you're watching like a game or any like the sports channels? How do you prepare for your recordings? Like, do you actually like take notes, or do you just, you're just listening and you just, you know, well knowledgeable of what's going on?
It's a little bit of both. So I live by myself. So usually what I do sometimes is if I'm watching something, mm-hmm, I'll literally just start talking to myself.
I know, that's right.
As crazy as it sounds, I'll talk to myself and I'll just have a whole conversation with myself about what I just saw.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, why didn't I record this?
Right, right.
So
right.
Then after I finish having this like back and forth conversation with myself, which goes pretty well, I might add. But while I have this conversation, I'm like, all right, let's have this conversation again. And then as I'm talking about what I just said while I'm recording, then other stuff starts to come in and other things pop in my head.
Oh, okay.
Or I can literally be sitting on my phone and then I'll get a breaking news alert from ESPN that so-and-so got traded or whatever. And like, I'll break that down right away,
right,
as it happens. So a lot of it is I don't do pre-recordings just because you want to stay current.
Right.
But if I'm like watching something on TV and I'm like not thinking that night that I'm going to record and then something happens, I'm like, bro, we got to like open up Anchor and like, let's start recording this now.
Right.
Like, what, it's like when you get hit with inspiration, you got to go with
you
it.
You got to go here on the dot. Like,
mm-hmm,
you got to be like so fast with it. Like I was just like, you know, like me and you was contacting each other and communicating.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, okay, if she don't write me back, it's raining outside, I'm just going to lay down. Or I'm going to try to find another content, which I have. Like now what I have for my content on my platform, it's a little bit easier for me to just set, mm-hmm, anything up and just be like, okay, that day we can record. Rather than, you know, yourself, because you have to always be alert. You have to always be alert. You have to be up to date with everything. Like you said, it's sports. You know what I mean? So you don't want to, mm-hmm, sound like, oh, I'm not current or whatever, whatever. But how I try to do it, I make it easy for myself, because I was like, listen, if she don't write me, I'm just going to lay down. I'm going to try to make some flies or something. I'm going to do something, but I don't know if she's going to write me, but yeah.
The thing is like, I didn't see the IG message.
Right.
I just saw the email that you sent,
right,
me. So in my head, I'm like, oh, okay, she sent the email. So like, we all set.
Right.
And then it was like 2:30. I was like, all right, let me just check my emails. And then I saw like a notification from Instagram. And like, because I have two Instagram pages, one for my podcast and then the other one that's like my personal,
yeah,
one,
yeah,
like sometimes I never know like what notification is for what, and then I check it and I was like, oh, like my bad, like I didn't see it. And then I was like, hope she don't think I'm flaking.
Nah. I wasn't gonna think that, because what I try to do is like when I set up recordings, I go with everybody's schedule, but I try to go a little earlier, to be honest with,
yeah,
you, because you could, when it gets late, I just like, like I gotta break out that habit. But when it gets late, I'm like, I don't want to record with nobody, or I have to be in the, I have to be in a the groove to actually record. You know what I mean? So I just be like, I don't want to put out nothing crazy, nothing that sound too dry and stuff. So, but going back to how you prepare yourself, that's actually good. How you prepare yourself, and there's nothing wrong with talking to yourself as long as you don't answer yourself, girl. As long as you don't answer yourself, then we're going to have a problem.
I'm screaming.
No, but that's actually good, though. And you being on the dot, like, that's how I was with YouTube. Like, I would, I would be away, or I would just be in the city, and I'd be like, damn, why I didn't have the phone? I should have just been recording myself. Because now, it's like, when you try to re-record, it's like, you know you're on the spot right now, girl, right? So you start doing things differently. It's just, it was just too much. It's crazy, though. But I'm glad you prepared like that, though. That's actually a good-ass way, too. What was my question? Look, I'm losing my question talking to you. Now, you know, since we do podcasts, what are the some people that you may look up to? Like, say, like, Joe Budden, I know he has a podcast, number one podcast in the world. Academics, you know, so forth and so forth. Angela Yee has hers, The Breakfast Club. Those are all the people I watch, actually, too. But who do you look up to in the podcast game?
To be honest, I really have, I've been terrible at, like, following a lot of other people's podcasts. Mainly just because it just hasn't really, like, grasped to me.
Right.
But what I have been doing is, like, listening more to a lot more sports talk radio.
Okay.
And, like, they'll have a podcast. So it'll be, like, segments for the show that they cut up, and they'll put it in, like, a podcast form.
Right.
That way it's a little bit smaller and more condensed, and, like, you can listen to it instead of listening to, like, a 4-hour show.
Right.
But, yeah, for the most part, it's just more of sports talk radio, sports talk TV is just what I listen to. But I'm trying every day to, like, really just keep myself more informed of, like, what other people are doing, watching what they're doing. Like I've listened to your podcast before. I have a friend of mine that, you know, he has a podcast out as well. So it's like my people, like, I listen to y'all, but, like, in terms of, like, but in terms of, like, a wider audience of, like, people that's, like, really out here, like, I haven't been on top of that at all.
Okay. That's, well, thank you for your honesty. No, but you, the only reason why I was asking, only because I feel like if you do have a chance, and whoever's out there listening, if you want to start your podcast, I strongly recommend idolizing their podcast is only because it will help you actually grow. I don't know, far as, like, other people, I don't want to, like, speak for anybody else, but I know for myself, it actually helped me. So when I was starting out, you know, I told myself, but then I was like, oh, okay, they have this. Okay, that's how they may say it. Like, I try to it could be little techniques, like, don't curse a lot. You know what I mean? Like, try to limit the cursing, or try to limit the words what you saying, you know, things like that, like little things like that. So if you ever get a chance, and, you know, check them out just so you could better yourself, you know.
I'm about to
Nah, but I don't want to hold you up too long, though. I really strongly thank you for being on this podcast. It means a lot.
Yeah, you got it, no problem, anytime.
Before you go, though, do you have your Instagram where they can find you at, and do you have any advice for all the upcoming people that want to just start their own business, podcast, whatever it is?
So I'll give the advice first.
Okay.
So I would say anybody that wants to do their own podcast, or just wants to just get into the streaming services, or anything that has to do with media in general.
Right.
I would say just go for it. Being a millennial and the generation now, Gen Z and Gen Alpha, we have so much technology in the palm of our hands. We have access to so many things that our parents didn't have access to.
Right.
And it's very easy, and it's very simple to just start your own stuff. Like, you don't even have to be, like, worldly famous. Mm-hmm. Like us. Like, we literally just, like, opened the Anchor app and was like, let's go.
Yeah.
And now our podcast is, like, on Spotify, Google. Like, it's on all these platforms. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you wouldn't have been able to do that years ago, but now with technology, it's easy to do. And You don't even have to like be like the most entertaining person. Just be yourself, because you will attract an audience,
right? Of course.
Whether you believe it or not, because there's somebody out there that could just be searching and all of a sudden come across your podcast or come across your YouTube channel, and then they look at a couple and then boom, you got a fan.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So just go for it. Don't feel scared. I know I was scared in the beginning because some of my friends at work know for the longest I was talking about doing a podcast and never did it.
Yo, and you did the same thing, girl.
Because mainly I wanted to, like, do a podcast with someone just to kind of have someone to bounce off of.
Yo.
But then I was like, yo, when it wasn't moving, when the needle wasn't moving for that to happen, I was like, all right, I got to just do this myself.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a one-person band. I'll try my best to, like, get some guests from time to time.
Did it help you actually gain confidence, like, more confidence?
Yeah, because I think where I got more confidence from was when I went to work. It was in September.
Right.
I went to work last month and I saw somebody I haven't seen during the whole pandemic. And they was like, hey, yo, Tati, when you gonna drop your new episode?
Yo.
I was like, what, you listen? I was like, ooh, we checking back to work now.
Yo.
I says, folks is out here listening. And I was like, you listen? He was like, of course. He's like, you know, I support my people. I was like, wow. And I'm sitting here trying to think to myself, though, like, but I don't follow you on any
right.
social media.
You never know who watching.
Like, somebody told you. So I was like, somebody told you that knows me, knows yep. you, to, like, listen to what I had to say. And then you saw me. And I was like, yo, the power of word-to-word mouthing yep. is crazy. Yep.
You ain't never lie, because you piggybacking on that. You know, well, I know you went to Center, but you knew Julius, right? Rest in peace to Julius.
Yeah.
Right. So he,
I know.
So, you know, we had the memorial, you know, people coming over, and Jeff, we was just sitting around.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because, like, you know, I know we about to get off. I don't want to hold you too long, but it's crazy that you said that, because when I went over there, you know, me being Day, I'm over like, hey, y'all, da, da, da. And then I was just like, somebody was like, yo, I seen your YouTube, I seen your podcast, and I was like, yo, what the hell? Like, I don't even talk to you like that. But you know, year 13, I was like selective of who I was talking to, but everybody knew me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I was
right.
just selective of who I was talking to. So when they said that, I was like, yo, you never know, bro. You never know who's watching. And that, I think mm-hmm. that boosted it a little bit for me. Like, oh, hello, you got to get on the ground now. Like, keep going. You know what I mean? Because you never, like, just for you, I'm telling you that as well. Keep going, because you never, never know who's actually watching, though. That's a big part.
And as for where they can follow me on Instagram, my personal Instagram is Tati and the Flash. That's with two I's. And for my podcast Instagram page is In the Roots 94. So check it out there. Also, I'm on YouTube at Tatiana Branch. So
yes, y'all better know. Listen. This your host from Harlem Flow. This famous Day. Y'all better go make sure y'all tune into In the Roots, okay? Because she got a lot of good content, honestly. Keep going, girl. Don't let nobody disturb
I mean, you want to come on? You could be the next guest.
You know what I'm saying? Just invite me. Let me know. We could set it up. You already know how it is, man. Much love. I'm always be, you know, available. So if I'm not, I'll let you know. But you know how that go.
You got it. No problem. Thank you for having me. Really appreciate it.
Of course. No
problem. Continue the good work, because you out here. I see you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Much love, Tati.
All right. Talk to you soon.
All right.